a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I do have a little quick game, if that's all right, for our listeners out there. Just play along. Just play along at the moment.
Okay, yeah.
Can you?
I love it.
Who sent this text message?
Okay.
Okay, here's it. I'm going to give two text messages. Yeah. You've got two people to choose from. Darling Ling, I've purchased us some coffees. Please, may you do a pickup. Who do you think that was out of Tom and Loggy versus... Another text. Mm. Coffees, get them.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. Now. Grab your popcorn, kids. It's Tom, Lingy and Loggy's I Feel Seen on K-Rock and Action.
But seriously, how did you not know Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, that was concerning. I was hyped up on Endone, going to the dentist for an emergency, like, antibiotic shot, and I was like, it's Pulp Fiction. And you're like, I don't know. I thought you were you've seen Pulp Fiction.
He was really channeling Nicolas Cage, which threw me. He was doing the eyes.
Oh, yes.
So if you do the eyes, I'm going to assume it's a Nicolas Cage thing.
Samuel L's about to shoot somebody. Yes. There was a bit of wild eyes going on in his acting.
It was very good.
I'm glad you didn't dress up as Samuel L. Jackson. That could have been a bit inappropriate.
No.
You can't do that.
No. Stop making jokes about it.
Okay.
So
it's the turn this week of you two.
Exactly.
To dialogue it up, and I've got a guess.
That's right. I'm excited to be part of a two-person scene because it's been a long time.
It has been. And let's just say that for those that don't know, I Feel Seen, we will act out a movie. Mm. The third person has to get that movie is correctly. That it would be Lingy, Tom and myself. Being the thespians we are, it's been quite a good game in the sense that every movie has been chosen except for one.
For that one that I got wrong when it was just Lingy and I. And
quite simple.
To be fair, most games go sideways when it's just Lingy and I. So
no, but it's good. It was nice to have a change up. In this one, I feel like you're going to get it, but it will definitely be fun.
Okay.
And I'm ready.
I'm gonna have a go at this one for my part. And
I know it's always going to be good when Tom like clears his chair away. Give me room. Give me room.
There's a few actions to this one. And we'll finish it by saying end scene.
End scene.
All right, okay. Here we go. Luau, if you're hungry for a hunk of fat or juicy meat, eat my buddy Pumbaa here because he is a treat. Come on down and dine on this tasty swine. All you have to do is get in line. Are you aching?
Yep.
For some bacon?
Yep.
He's a big pig?
Yep.
You could be a big pig too.
Oi!
And scene. I kind of lost it a little bit in the middle there.
No,
but
you did well. Thank you. That was great.
Excellent. Well done. Log, you did a lot in that acting there.
You know what? Pumbaa's the underdog.
Okay. I will guess the Lion King.
And you guessed correctly, right? Wow.
If you're hungry for a hunk of fat and juicy meat, eat my buddy Pumbaa here because he has a treat. Coming down and dining on a tasty swine. All you have to do is get in line.
Yup.
Oh, some bacon.
Yup.
He's a big pig.
Yup.
You can be a big pig too.
Perfect.
Would you think that there was any debate as to who would play what role in that duo? Because there wasn't.
I don't know how to answer that question. I'm scared right now.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Got a friend on the line. Her name is Maddie. She's not been in Geelong long. Mm-hmm. She's moved from regional Victoria, Nil to be precise.
Nil?
Yeah. And she needs a bit of help. Morning, Maddie.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Hi, Maddie.
Hey, Maddie.
This is exciting.
Now, Lingy and Loggy don't know what's going on, and nor does the rest of Geelong. But just to paint a picture, you have moved to Geelong with your boys. You've got three young boys, and they're all in school, and... You're still trying to get yourself established. So whilst you live kind of over north-ish of Geelong, you're spending a fair bit of time kind of southeasty kind of Bellarine kind of way, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
It's a good part of the world to be, the Bellarine.
It is a beautiful part of the world.
Can I ask how old the boys are, Maddie?
They are 5, 6 and 10.
Okay, ages.
I feel your pain. Yeah. I'm right there in that same window.
Yeah.
Now, you're a person who is there with the boys and you're taking care of the boys solo at the moment. So you're also kind of looking for love a little bit as you as you find yourself in a new town, aren't you there, Maddie?
Yes.
Nice. Why'd you go to Tom for help?
What? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you had a bit of a situation. Do you want to just take us through what happened the other day?
Sure. So a couple of weeks ago, I was at the supermarket in Leopold, and I was going through the checkout, and I kind of felt like somebody was looking at me. And there was a guy behind me in line, and I thought, oh, don't be silly. Nobody, like, you don't know anybody here. No big deal. Anyway, it got the better of me, and I thought, I'll just quickly, like, I'll just look around and see, thinking he would just quickly look away and it would, you know, it would be done. Anyway, I turned around and looked, and he just looked me dead in the face and, like, smiled, and he was like, hey, something, how are you going? And I thought he said, hey, Maddie, how are you going? So I was just staring at him like, who is this guy? How do I know him? Yeah. Where's he from? My mind's just in overdrive. The whole time I'm just staring at the poor guy. And then I realised he was actually, like, really handsome. Yes. And so then I was distracted that he was really good looking, and I was like, this is so random. Why is this guy talking to me?
Nice.
And then I realised I was still looking at the poor guy, and I hadn't said anything.
Did you speak at all?
I did, and then I was like, Maddie, get it together. And I was like, really awkwardly, I just said, I'm good, thanks, how are you? And he was so calm and just so lovely, and he was like, yeah, I'm really good, thank you. The other guy was finished putting my groceries through, and I was so embarrassed. I was just like, thank you so much, and just threw everything in my trolley and just ran. And then in my head I was like, calm down, like, just talk to him, it'll be fine. And my legs were just like, we are out of here, girl. Get out. And so then, yeah, I went and put my trolley away, grabbed my shopping, same thing. I was like, chill out, it's fine, like, just be cool, he'll be out in a second. No, just ran all the way to the car, got in the car, and I was like, what is wrong with me? What is actually wrong with me? Like, I was so embarrassed.
It nice. Happens to the best of us.
Nice guy, handsome,
he
having
was
a chat.
So lovely.
Can I just rewind? You know when you said you were sort of just staring at him and he was sort of smiling at you? How long are we talking of just awkward silence before anyone spoke?
Well, I don't really know. It felt like forever to me because I was just running all these things through my head. It might have only been like a few seconds, but it felt like forever, and I was just so embarrassed, and I was like, quickly say something. He probably feels so awful that you're just staring at him and you're not even talking. So it was
okay,
pretty uncomfortable.
So is the help you need, please tell me the help you need, is that we're going to find this supermarket guy. Please tell me that's what we're doing, Maddie.
I would love to find him and have a do-over.
All right.
Yes.
All right. We need features.
Yeah.
We need people to help us. Leopold is the area.
Yeah. All right, Maddie, okay. Give us
Wait. We've got to take a break. We're going to come back and we're going to get the vitals, the things we need to know to track down this mystery man for you, Maddie. Hold the line.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
This is one of the best things we've ever done. I am so invested in this already. You've got your mate Maddie on the phone.
Yeah.
Maddie, thank you for being so open with this. You think you may have found, well, we won't go. No, you may have found love at the supermarket in Leopold. A guy came up to you in the actual aisle there. You're paying for your groceries, rather, and he's like, g'day. And you're like, Hi. And then you didn't shoot your shot, Maddie.
You ran away.
Didn't shoot my shot. I blew my shot.
Yeah.
Well, did you? Fortunately, you know someone who has a platform that can reach a large amount of people. And that's what we're trying to do right now.
I've got a couple of quick fire questions. Can I put to Maddie?
Go for it.
Maddie, just need to check off a couple of little vitals here.
Mm-hmm.
Ring free was the gentleman. Was he? He didn't.
Oh,
have,
that is. A great question.
I never looked at that stuff either, Maddie.
We're just concerned we might get a phone call once we describe him, a phone call from, hey, that's my husband.
Back off. Well, I mean, at least you'd know.
Yeah.
And he just said hello. Like, he wasn't inappropriate. If he does have a wife, it was very above board. So,
I'd still be angry. It's fine.
Keep running. If that's the case.
I know you said a few weeks ago, but can we get a date and time? Rough.
We can. It was Monday the 18th.
Yes.
Okay.
So a couple of weeks ago.
July.
And it was of July, yep. And 5:15 was the time on my receipt.
PM or AM?
On the receipt, PM.
PM. Okay. PM.
Yeah. Do you know what register you went through?
I could probably go back and find out.
No, don't. That's useless information.
The end.
Yeah. Okay.
Towards the end. Okay.
Speaking for the girl community and someone who has looked for men on the internet that my friends have seen and then successfully found them on the journey, this is what we need to know. What does this guy look like? And what is his feature that, you know, would make him stand out from the rest?
I don't know if there's a standout feature. Handsome.
Okay.
Colour hair.
Kind of like a dark blondish colour.
Dark blonde. Okay. Is there a lot of it, or is it like thinning, or is it?
No, he had a good head of hair. Good, like, nice hairstyle.
I hope
was
this
it short,
out.
Long.
Short to medium, I guess.
Short to
like
medium.
A bit of length, sort of, that he could sort of do something with it.
But. Okay.
Facial hair.
Yeah.
Any?
Or. I can't believe I didn't take notice of this. I love facial hair. I'm going to say maybe no.
Okay, yeah.
Or just
and
height-wise,
where does he sit? I mean, what's your height, if you don't mind us telling us? And is he taller than you, shorter, or same height?
Yeah, taller than me. I'm probably 5'4 or 5'5,
okay.
Maybe.
Nice.
So I would think he's probably not quite 6 foot or around 6 foot.
Right,
well,
so,
lovely.
So dirty blonde hair, could do a bit with it, a bit of length to it. He's almost 6 foot tall.
Monday, 18th of July.
Which supermarket? Coles or Woolies or what? What's that?
Coles.
There's only Coles at the
plaza, isn't it? What kind of vibe did he have? Was he like a surfy kind of, or was he a tradie guy? Was he like, hello, I enunciate my words? And
He was not like that.
Okay, good.
He was wearing just like a casual t-shirt. It was a blue t-shirt.
Okay.
And I think he had black shorts on. I guess kind of like, it was almost like a gym vibe, but not quite. I don't know.
Yes.
It looked like it was his day off and he was just wearing
shorts in winter.
Whatever.
Interesting.
We're talking good set of pins then?
He was a good-looking dude.
Okay.
Fit.
Now, there's going to be guys out there that might think this is them. Maddie, can you describe yourself to us just so that the men out there know, they can know for sure whether it is you or not.
Whether or not they talk to me or not.
About
5'4". Like reddish sort of blondy hair that's like shoulder length. And I had on like a mid-blue jeans and just like a dark grey crew neck jumper.
Okay.
Dark grey jumper, blue jeans.
Yeah.
Very
basic. 5.5 foot. Right,
apple bottom jeans.
Yeah, bit awkward at the register.
Super awkward.
Had a moment. All right, I think we know everything we need to know. So the 18th, what day was that? Monday, did you say?
Monday 18th.
18th.
Okay, we need to find this mystery man.
Quarter
if it was
five.
You, let us know. On the socials, even if you want, or give us a call 5223 2955.
I'm concerned that you want to go over the top with this log, and you are going to hunt, and you're going to go full detective mode.
Maddie's already my girl. I met her the first time today. We are finding you this lad, Maddie. Don't you worry.
I love it.
All right, mate. Well, we've got everything we need to know. If you think you know this guy, get in touch with us either on the socials or give us a call, Maddie. We're going to do our best to track him down for you. Okay, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast. Thanks for that. And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K-Rock 955.